thank you so much for being here. We're honored to get to visit with you a little bit today. How are you?
Doing well. Thank you for having me. It's a great time right now to be part of this, you know, with the Saints and organization, draft week, and be out amongst the fans and see some of the ex-Saints players, too, as well.
Yeah, you got quite a convention over there at the indoor practice facility, huh?
Yes. I mean, this is a wonderful establishment. Something that we didn't have back in our days.
So. We're not going to talk about David Drive. We are not going to talk about
our days of David Drive was not quite extravagant as this one, but it's a fun event. You know, he's got the fans to be able to come out and do a lot of different games and participate, and they're able to come back and see some of the ex-players as well.
You know, Dalton, this time of year, do you get, I guess, chills when you think back to the experience? I mean, the same time of year, you know, when the draft rolls around, you think about your experience, obviously a totally different experience than it is nowadays. But, you know, do you kind of get, you know, get that rise up and say, you know what, one time I was in this position and I was the guy who was sitting around waiting a little bit?
Yeah, this week come around every year, it's like for the past 20-some years, you know, I do get excited about it because I remember myself in this position, you know, being drafted in the second round, getting that phone call from the New Orleans Saints organization asking me what I would like to participate and be part of their family, be part of their program, and how excited I was as a young person coming out of high school, coming out of college, and then now having this opportunity in a professional level.
You know, I think a lot of people get it twisted. I mean, a lot of people look and say, you know, a guy is disappointed in being picked in the second round or disappointed in the third or fourth or fifth round, and don't take it from the standpoint of, you know, this is, you know, one great day in some kid's life where he gets to be picked by an NFL team, and it really doesn't matter what round because it's about the opportunity.
Yeah, and I think the players and, you know, some maybe the media may blow it a little bit more, but the players and the majority realize that you have an opportunity to play with a elite bunch of guys in NFL. You're going to have to mature yourself and be more understanding that this is a business and take care of your body and get ready to perform, because from the college level to the professional level, it's a different type of game.
Round two, pick number 31. What went through your head and your heart when you got that call from the Saints back then?
Well, just a little bit excited because, you know, coming from a small community like Patterson, Louisiana, and have an opportunity to play still in Louisiana with the New Orleans Saints, I had to overcome a lot of scenarios as a player coming up, saying that maybe I was too small, couldn't compete at a high level in college, but getting this opportunity to be drafted, doing the same thing. So this was a very exciting moment for me, my family, even the whole community of Patterson.
I don't want to put words in your mouth, but I would imagine for a Louisiana boy to get to star at LSU and then on his state's team, the New Orleans Saints, Right. Did that make the experience all that much more special for you?
Yes, as I go back and look at my career, it really did. You know, being able to have an opportunity to be in Louisiana my whole career, high school, college, and also get an opportunity to be drafted professionally by the New Orleans Saints, and also to wear that number 21 from junior high all the way to my professional career. So
wow.
That was my favorite number. So that was an exciting opportunity for me then, and for me to go back and look back at it now just to see how that developed was remarkable for me.
Is there a story behind 21 being the favorite number?
Well, just the idea that that's the number I chose.
Okay.
You know, I'm fortunate to have that number since junior high. You know, each time from junior high to high school to college and even professionally, so it was remarkable for me.
Nobody was taking it away from you.
No, not at all.
Now, Dalton, you were one of those guys who was here kind of on the ground floor of this franchise, kind of making the turn. What do you think about, you know, what you've seen out of this team, I guess, in the past, you know, in the Sean Payton era, and I guess even coming back from your era, and what about the draft process and the draft picks they've been making this year? Obviously, you're a guy who's closely affiliated with the franchise, and what do you think they've done this year to kind of, you know, help bolster the defense and free agency and the draft?
Well, I think, you know, Sean Payton has done a remarkable job of realizing and understanding the talent level that, you know, have to be developed, and, you know, each year is changes. You know, I think they're addressed to the defensive line position, which is a position that really have changed the game in the last 5 or 6 years, that teams are building off of that type of individual or players, because the offense is really moving quicker and faster and upbeat pace. So you got to have that defensive line to maintain and be able to have a productive type football team. So I realize his staff and himself have the experience, and they're using and picking the position that they have to strengthen themselves with. So as a fan now, you know, I get to see that, you know, understand that and realize that. So I'm excited about this team.
You know, what about some of the changes that have happened to your position? I mean, when you play, you know, teams were kind of, you know, one back heavy, you know, this is our guy and this, that's the way you do it. And nowadays it's like, you know, okay, we're interchangeable parts. We're going to use three or four guys.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I can remember my days is, you know, I love to have the ball 25 times a game. I mean, it's very unfortunate that the way this game is now, you know, running backs are guys that's probably picked in the second, third round to pieces and puzzles of the ramification of offense that they're putting together now, not the main focal point. So just the way the game is, it's getting bigger, faster and stronger, and we just have to understand that and realize that.
A guy who I bet will go pretty early on, though, is somebody coming after you at LSU, Leonard Fournette. Size him up for me. What do you think of him at the college level? And then project a little bit about his journey into the pros.
Well, I think Leonard is a young man that really has developed and really have, you know, blossomed. You know, each year he's getting better. You know, this young man realized and I think have surrounded himself with some people that are really looking forward to helping him and understanding what he's facing and what's coming up for him. You know, it's just having the blessings to be able to stay healthy. You know, this young man is able to stay healthy. I think he's going to do some great things in the NFL.
Yeah, knock on wood. Please, please, please.
You know, will he be one of those guys who kind of breaks that mold who teams, you know, this year was Ezekiel Elliott where, you know, an NFL team will say, you know what, I'm not waiting. I'm not trying to wait to the bottom of the first round to get him. I'm not going to wait to the second. I got to have him now at number six. I got to have him at number three.
Well, yes. I mean, I think, you know, Fournette's one of those guys that really have remarkable footwork, you know, and that's, you know, having that type of skill set is a big plus. And I think that's going to put him in a better position as a big back. You know, I love to watch this guy's footwork. When I see him play LSU and I watch his footwork be able to adjust, hop, skip, jump, spin at that size. And he has some of the versatility to catch the ball at the backfield, too. And that's what this type of offensive scheme, offensive position that is going to right now with that type of running back. And he's big enough to have that talent level to be able to adjust like Ezekiel Elliott and have the size and power. So, like you say, I'm looking forward to him to be probably the number one pick next year.
You know, I got to cut General on this one. I got to ask you this though. you were a guy who experienced a devastating knee injury in his NFL career. We've seen Tim Hightower with the Saints last year come back after missing 2-3 years in the NFL. How difficult is that? I don't think people have a true appreciation for that.
Yeah, it's different now. I can look at myself and the work ethic I've been through as a partial tear. You know, you see guys now with surgeries coming back to the game quicker and faster because it's more technology out there and ways to overcome, you know, and be able to improve at a quicker pace. So, you know, with that in mind, you know, that's a blessing for the game, really. And as an individual, it's just a mindset. You have to realize that you got to go out there and work harder to get back where you were at to even become better or be better because of that injury.
And we're hoping guys like Miles Jack will be able to come back from their injuries. JD, I thought you were going to go Leonard Fournette. Do you think we'll see another run at the Heisman campaign?
Well, Leonard Fournette is one of those guys, you know, definitely, you know, you'll see that young man, you know, blessed to be healthy, you know, really one of the top five for sure.
But you're right, it's the health issue. You got to stay healthy.
Mm-hmm, definitely.
Do you have a favorite LSU or Saints memory that you could share with us?
Well, I mean, all of them are so remarkable. It's just the idea that playing my freshman year at LSU was probably, as a season, my most memorable year with LSU. Being a freshman, playing with a great team, a type of team that we played with, and a group of guys that was very talented. Just the team itself was a good moment for me. LSU is just, you know, a lot of fun. College kid just having a great time, man. So when I got here professionally, you know, my remarkable moment is I realized that I was very fortunate to make this team But I was fortunate to build a great relationship with four of the best linebackers that ever played the game, and to be able to compete against and with those guys at practice. So I was able to have a great relationship, and I think that's why it's prolonged my career here.
You know, how much better did those guys make you? Because, I mean, there was a whole lot more hitting going on back then. I mean, and a whole lot more ones against ones. So, you know, how much better does playing ones against those type guys, how much better does that make you?
Most definitely. It really prepared me because, you know, these four guys was four of the best, man. You know, Sam, Vaughn, Pat, you know, Ricky, you know, competing against those guys at practice. Practice is different from a game. Practice, you really going to physically have to be ready to play and perform that day. Mm-hmm. And for me to be able to go out there and see that day in and day out, my rookie year, you know, and Ricky and I are very, very close because of that relationship we started way back. So a lot of people didn't realize that. I mean, I was best of friend with the four guys. Those four guys took care of me. So in practice, they looked after me a little bit, you know.
They got to look after the friend. They got to look after the commodity. They got to, okay, let's not hurt him now. You can hit the other guy, but not him.
Yeah, Ricky did say that. He told Jim Moore, listen, I'm not going to run and hit Dalton. Dalton have to get ready for the game. You know, that one-on-one blocking against those linebackers. I mean, me and Ricky come up and just so happen to be in rotation that day. Ricky get back to the back of the line. Jim Moore want to know what's taking place. Ricky said, no, I'm not going to hit Dalton today. So that's one of those true stories.
So much has changed with the game, Dalton. Do you think it's a safer game now, or do you think it's kind of gone too far and made it almost impossible to play defense and get ready, like you said, in those practices for hitting and blocks and that type of thing?
Well, I think the game itself, you know, I've changed tremendously in ways that, you know, the guys are bigger, they're faster, and they're stronger. You know, it's one of those situations that we cannot control, because that's just the dynamic of these young kids growing up and becoming the warriors that I'm going to say that they are at that level. And also the league have looking at certain ways to try to tone it down a little bit. So I think they're working together and realizing the talent level is getting better. And we have to back off it some, but it's a breaking point. You do have to realize that this is football, and things are going to happen.
Got great legends in here giving great advice. I love that Ricky story. Yeah. Wouldn't have known that had you not told us. But Dalton Hilliard, one of the all-time great Saints, a great producer. And as we mentioned, you know, you have knowing him and having covered him, you know, for this team, you know how, you know, the type of humble guy he was, the producer that he was on this team, and one of the guys who was on the ground floor when this franchise actually flipped, basically, from a franchise that, you know, had not had a winning season for, you know, 25 plus years till when they finally flipped it and became a winner and started getting some things going consistently with an offense built around Dalton and Bobby Hebert and Eric Martin, another fellow LSU Tiger,